it's freezing. Freezing.
We had some freezing mornings this week for sure. I'm Keith Seinfeld. I'm here with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. And Cliff, more freezing in store?
Well, especially today and a little bit tomorrow. We have high pressure over us right now and relatively cold high pressure. And most of the region is fairly clear. And what that does is allow good radiational cooling to space. And temperatures have fallen across much of the Northwest to below freezing. And so not only do we have some cold temperatures, but there's also a lot of fog. And that fog is freezing fog. So people need to be careful this morning because that's a real issue. However, the fog's going to burn off, so later today it's going to be sunny and it's going to be quite nice. Temperatures only getting into the lower 40s because this cold air is over us. Now, the weekend's going to be a changing one. Tomorrow's not going to be too bad. We're going to still have the high pressure. It's moving out, but there'll be considerable bout of cloudiness. Temperatures will be getting up into the 40s, but really no precipitation during the day. But a front, first a warm front, and then a cold front will approach Saturday and into Sunday. So we're going to cloud out as we get into Saturday. Precipitation will start Saturday night, Sunday morning, and unfortunately, because of this front, Sunday is going to be rainy. Temperatures up in the mid-40s, but it's not going to be a great day, and the winds are going to start picking up from the south.
So summing that all up, it sounds like one of those chilly but wet kind of weekends.
Sunday particularly. Saturday will not be very wet, so it'll be some clouds. It'll be cool in the morning. So Saturday's the day to get out there, to go skiing, to do whatever you want to do outside. It's Saturday. Sunday is going to be wet. And then, unfortunately, next week, we just have one minor system after the other coming through, spaced about 24, 36 hours apart. So, you know, no real severe weather, no big snowstorms or windstorms, but it will get wet on and off.
Spoken like a true weather geek, no severe storms are making you a little bit sad. That's okay for the rest of us. This past week, no storms, but two sort of interesting things happened. We have been having a huge amount of snow in the mountains.
We have been piling on snow. Some locations have picked up 5 to 8 feet of snow. Right now at both Snoqualmie Pass and Stevens Pass, there's roughly 100 inches of snow. I mean, we've almost doubled in the last week. So lots of snow in the mountains. The snowpack is very close to normal. So that's a big thing.
So the snowpack's about normal. But isn't this a La Nina year? We're supposed to get like a super snowpack that's going to last us into June or something?
Don't give up yet. We started out with a snowpack that was actually below normal coming into these last few weeks. Actually, December was quite dry. So we were well below normal. And now we've surged up to normal. That was a big increase. And now it's all gravy. You know, we're going to be getting snow during the next month or two. And I would bet that we'd end up above normal by the end of the winter. So that's the signature of La Nina years. April 1st, you tend to have above normal snowpack. And I think that'll happen this year.
The other big thing this week were these big windstorms.
That's right. We had a large pressure difference up and down western Washington. And, you know, we had winds here in the lowlands that were gusting up to 40 to 55 miles per hour. And there were some downed trees and power outages. But then, as the low center moved by yesterday morning, we had a surge of westerly winds in the Strait of Juan de Fuca. So the winds surged from the west to the east, pushing through. Winds gusting to 60, 70 miles per hour, particularly in the eastern part of the strait. Now, that caused a lot of damage on Whidbey Island. Trees were down and a lot of coastal damage. And then the wind slammed into Mukilteo and Everett, and there was high tide at the same time. And that resulted in damage to my favorite seafood restaurant, the Mukilteo's Ivers, in which the waves pushed underneath, pushed up the flooring, and they had a geyser in the restaurant. This is the restaurant I've mentioned more than once. It was destroyed in 2003 from a similar but much stronger situation.
So wait, Ivers and Mukilteo is like the focal point for some sort of weird phenomena?
Well, when winds push down the strait, they come right down and they hit Everett and Mukilteo. This is a restaurant right on the shore there. And so if you have the winds building the waves, and if there's high tide at the same time, those waves tend to push underneath that restaurant and come right up.
One of those weird Northwest weather things. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can comment on our discussion and listen again at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.